Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the only thing faster than the speed of light is the word of mouth. Once again, we appreciate your listening to our Bible Meditations program. All right, let's return to our study. We were talking about something that God told the children of Israel in regard to their earthly possessions. They were told to mark out their land and put landmarks there that would tell just where their land went. And, of course, they were not to bother those landmarks. Proverbs 22 and verse 28, they were told, "See that you remove not the ancient landmarks. You leave them right there, and that marks out your property." Well, in a spiritual way, that same thought is true. There are landmarks of our salvation that have been set of old time, set not by men, but by God. I remember reading in Psalms 119 and verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." God set the landmarks, didn't he? And he expects us to abide within those landmarks. In 2 John and verse 9, John begins telling us that we must not transgress, but rather must abide in the doctrine of Christ. We've illustrated that passage by saying it's like a fence. And as you see the fence, you see the area that is protected by the fence. You don't add to it. You don't take away from it. The warning is, remove not the ancient landmark. You leave it exactly the way it is. God warns us about the Word of God. So, we're told, don't transgress. You abide in the doctrine of Christ. You have both the Father and the Son. Now, the doctrine of Christ that is specified in this passage would have to do with the teachings that relate to Jesus the Christ. Not just his birth, but everything that relates to what Jesus taught men to know. Those things are contained in the doctrine of Christ. We must abide in that doctrine and not depart from it. Also, it is so important that we give an admonition as well in regard to others who do not abide within the doctrine. Do you remember in the verses that we were looking at from 2 John, the record says, "If one come unto you and bring not this doctrine," what doctrine? The doctrine of Christ. "If one does not bring this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." The point is, God wants his landmarks respected. And if someone comes who does not respect those landmarks, we are forbidden to give endorsement and to give sympathy to the person who has moved the ancient landmarks. We must abide in the doctrine of Christ. But notice the importance. If you do not transgress, you have God, and you also have Jesus. But what if you do transgress? Then you have neither the Father nor the Son. Friends, I don't know about you, but I'm sure that when you stop to think about it, all of us would want to know that we have God on our side, that we have Jesus the Christ with us. And so I believe we must abide in the doctrine. There are many warnings in the Bible about transgressing the law of God. I look at a statement in 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. Peter said, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God." In other words, we don't have a right to make up our own views and ideas. We don't have a right to set up our own landmarks. We must not remove those ancient landmarks that have been said a long time ago. While people today call it old-fashioned to go back to the Bible for authority in everything we do, that's exactly what God wants us to do, to remain within the teachings of His Word. And so when Paul made the observation about the people of Berea in Acts 17 and verse 11, he said this, "These are more noble than they of Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things be so." Friends, if it was a mark of nobility for the people of Paul's day to take their Bibles, to search the scriptures daily, do you suppose that would be a good thing for us today? Would it be right and would be a profitable endeavor if we just simply made sure that what we were being taught was the gospel of Christ? If we would check according to the Bible to see if what we're being told is what came from God? Some time ago, a gentleman said to me, "You talk about truth and you talk about false doctrine." He said, "How do I know the difference? How can I tell what is truth and what is error?" Well, I tried to answer in this way. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits to see whether they be of God. For many false prophets are gone into the world." You know what that verse says? That verse says you don't just accept at face value anything somebody says to you in religion, but rather you try or test the teachers who teach you and you find out if they're saying the truth. Well, now, what would I test them by? In Acts 17 and verse 11, the people of Berea went to the scriptures and tested what they were being taught by the scriptures. Do you suppose that would be a good standard for us today? Do you suppose I could tell if a man's telling me the truth by going to the scriptures and comparing what he has to say with the Word of God? Obviously, that's the answer. We need to test every teacher. And though I'm not in any way questioning the honesty of the person who's teaching, not everybody is teaching the truth. It may be that they unwittingly are saying things that are not true. Well, what should our attitude be if that's the case? Isn't the attitude this, I want to study and know that what I'm saying and what I'm doing came from God? Sometimes, in regard to our program and what we have said on Bible meditations for so many years, we emphasize the fact that everyone is encouraged to get his Bible out and to test what we have to say by the Word of God. Is that a good rule? Are we saying we're dishonest and so you ought to check on us? No, we're not saying that at all. But we're saying, whether honest or dishonest, the only way we can be sure about it is for us to have the Word of God before us and compare what is being said to us with what is said in the Word of God. Friends, our salvation is too important for us to leave to chance. Our salvation is too vital for us to allow somebody else to make determinations for us. We need to study our own Bible and find out what God has said in His book and then make the application to our lives. Indeed, the injunction, "Don't remove the landmarks," is one that we need to remember. Every preacher should remember it. Every member of the church ought to remember it. I can't remove what God has put there. Well, we'll talk about this some more tomorrow, the Lord willing. Please be with us. And remember, it was Jesus who said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.